Value-add investments, they can be powerful vehicles of wealth, but they also come with serious risk, and that's why risk mitigation strategies are so important to protect investor capital at all costs.
Welcome to the Quiet Wealth Podcast, where we talk about money mindset, how not to be broke, simple step-by-step strategies to conquer your finances, and the entrepreneurial spirit that will get you there. Your host, Camilla Jeffs, has been a student of money for over 20 years. She started out broke and has built real wealth for her family through steps you can copy. Camilla is on a mission to help thousands of people just like you build true financial stability.
Welcome back to the Quiet Wealth Podcast. I'm your host, Camilla, and this is episode 62, the ins and outs of a value add investment. I'm so glad you're here to join me today to learn more about investing. And here at Quiet Wealth, we talk about three things. Number one's investing, how to level up and really get into the game and become a real investor. Number two is building the business to give you that tax strategies and shelter in order to help you grow your wealth. And three is how to pass it on to the next generation. So this episode, we're talking about a value add investment. And really that just means adding value to something or making it better or improving it. And how do we do that in the real estate world? So let me tell you about a story. So one day I was driving around the neighborhood and I spotted an old coffee table that was sitting out on the curb. I had a friend who just loved to recycle or re-up or reuse. She loved all the re-stuff. And so she was like getting me all excited. And so I pulled over and I just grabbed it. I lugged it home. I fixed a couple of screws. I gave it a fresh coat of paint. And then I sold it to someone else who really wanted it. So I took something that had been overlooked that was just sitting out there for free. I committed some sweat equity to it and breathed new life into it. So this is the essence of value add and is a very common strategy used in real estate investing. So in the case of like a single family home, the process of buying a rundown property, remodeling it, and then selling it for profit is commonly referred to as a fix and flip. So your sweat equity and ability to see a diamond in the rough is rewarded monetarily. And then the new owner gets an updated move-in ready home. Well, value add multifamily real estate deals follow a similar model, but it's on a massive scale. So hundreds of units get renovated over years at a time instead of just one single family home over a few months. A really great value add property may have peeling paint, outdated appliances, overgrown landscaping, which all affects the curb appeal and the initial impression that a potential renter will form. So simple cosmetic upgrades can attract better renters and actually increase the income that the property produces. So in a value add properties, improvements have two goals. Goal number one is to improve the unit and the community, so that will positively impact the residents. And number two is to increase the bottom line, which positively impacts the investors. So some examples, right? So some common value-add renovations can include individual unit upgrades. So each, apartment itself gets fresh paint, new cabinets, new countertops, new appliances, new flooring, or upgraded fixtures. Sometimes it's not new countertops, but it's redone countertops. So in some of our properties, we've gone in and we just resurfaced them or resurfaced the cabinets, things like that. And in addition, adding value to the exterior and shared spaces really helps to increase the sense of community and helps people feel like, oh, this is a really nice place to live. So fresh paint on building exteriors. I love this one. And we like to do this on all of our properties that we buy. Just go in and just put on fresh paint for the exterior. Changes the whole mood, the whole, way you feel when you walk in. New signage. That's also another fun one that we like to do. Landscaping. I mean, who doesn't like driving home to flowers instead of garbage? We update gyms or even put in a gym if there's not one there. Pools, resurfacing pools and making them nice and new. Clubhouses, playgrounds for the kids. Another one that I especially love is providing playgrounds for the kids. Dog parks. My puppy loves them, and so do I, and so do pet owners. Pet parents just really love to have dog parks there. Covered parking. This has been a really great strategy for us on several of ours to offer covered parking for people with their cars. And then shared spaces like a barbecue pit or picnic area, etc. And on top of all that, adding value can also take the form of increasing efficiencies, like green initiatives to decrease the utility costs. So it's put in better lighting and better toilets and faucets to have low flow and save on water, shared cable and internet, and just reducing expenses in general. So the basic fix and flip of single family homes is pretty familiar to most people, but when it comes to hundreds of units at once, the renovation schedule and logistics aren't as intuitive. So questions arise around how to renovate the property while people are living there and how many units can you improve at a time. So when renovating a multifamily property, of course we do the vacant units first. So in a 100 unit complex, a 5% vacancy rate means there are 5 empty units. And that's where renovations will begin. Once those 5 units are complete, and as each existing tenant's lease comes due for renewal, they're offered the opportunity to move into a freshly renovated unit. Usually tenants are more than happy with the upgraded space and will gladly pay a little extra. And so then once tenants vacate their old units, renovations happen on those ones and the process just kind of repeats until most or all of the units have been updated. Now, during this process, some tenants do move away, and it's important for projects to account for a temporary increase in vacancy rates due to turnover and new leases. This is very common and it happens all the time, but the value of capturing the higher rent is better than really worrying about the excess vacancy. Now, when done well, value add strategies benefit all parties involved. So through renovations, we give tenants a more aesthetically pleasing property with updated appliances, more attractive community spaces, and by doing so, the property itself becomes more valuable, allowing higher rental rates and increased equity, which makes your investors happy too. And the property beautification process and the fact that renovated property is more attractive to tenants is probably straightforward, but let's dive into why value-add investing is a great strategy for you as a passive investor. So to fully appreciate the value-add investments, we have to first understand the counterpart, which is a yield play. In a yield play, investors buy a stabilized asset and they just hold it for potential future profits. So a yield play investments are where you have a currently cash flowing property. It's in decent shape and the investor purchases it and holds it and hopes to sell it for a profit without doing much to improve it. So yield play investors, they hold property in anticipation of a potential market increase, but there's always the chance of experiencing a flat or down market instead. So in a yield play, everything is dependent upon the market. Now let's get back to value adds. Value plays and yield plays are the opposite. In a value add investment, significant work like renovations takes place to increase the value of the property, and doing such improvements carries a significant level of risk. However, value-add deals also come with a ton of potential upside since the investors hold all the cards. Through physical action steps that improve the property and really increase its value, value-add investors don't just hold the asset hoping for the market to increase, right? So through property improvements, the income's increased, but it also increases the equity in the deal. Because remember, commercial properties are valued based on how much income they generate, not on comps like single family homes. So this allows investors a lot more control over the investment than in a yield play. Of course, if you can find a hybrid, that would be ideal, right? Hybrid yield plus value add investment, that's ideal. That's where an asset gets improved as the market increases simultaneously. So investors have control over the value-add renovation portion and the market growth adds appreciation. That's your home run deal. But before you get too giddy about the potential of a hybrid investment, there are risks associated with any value add deal. So let's dive into those. So some of the common risks in a value add investment is one, not being able to achieve the target rents. Two, more tenants moving out than expected. Remember, we talked about the vacancy levels. You can expect those to increase, but we don't want them to increase too much, right? A third risk is renovations running behind schedule. So it could take longer to do that. And we know that always happens. Who has ever done a project in their home where the contractors were completely on time, right? And then renovation costs exceeding the initial estimates. And when you're thinking about it for your own house, if you were renovating or maybe a single family investment, the costs were like $5,000 more, like, okay, whatever, big deal. But it is a big deal when you're renovating hundreds of units, because that's $5,000 a unit times 100. That's like a lot of money. Let's talk about risk mitigation, because when you're evaluating deals as a potential investment, you really need to look for sponsors and for a team that has capital preservation at the forefront of the plan and who have thought through the risks, and they have a lot of risk mitigation strategies in place. So those could include conservative underwriting, a proven business model, like some units have already been upgraded and are achieving the rent increases. And now we're going to go in and we're going to do the other 50. So 50 of them have already been done by the previous owner, and we're just going to finish it off. That's a great play. Experienced team, particularly the property management team and project management team of the people who are going to be taking this and getting it done. Another mitigation is multiple exit strategies. So do they have multiple ways that they can exit this project? And then finally, the budget for renovations and the capital expenditures is raised up front rather than trying to pay it through the cash flow. It's always better to just have all of that money come in up front, but so that you can make sure you can cover those costs. So value-add investments, they can be powerful vehicles of wealth, but they also come with serious risk. And that's why risk mitigation strategies are so important, to protect investor capital at all costs. So no investment is risk-free, but when something, despite its risks, provides great benefits to the community and investors, that's when I get excited. And so properly leveraging investor capital in a value-add investment allows drastic improvements in apartment communities. We can create cleaner, safer places to live and make tenants happier. And because investors have control over how and when the renovations are executed, rather than, you know, relying solely on market appreciation, they have more options when it comes to safeguarding capital and maximizing returns. That sounds like a win-win in my book, and that's why I love investing in value-add investments. That's what I have for you today. Please share this episode to help share the wealth. We want to educate as many people as possible to help them understand how to become a real investor and level up and get involved in group investments. It is group investing, so the more people we're helping, the better. So please share this episode. We need to share the education to share the wealth. Thanks so much for joining. Bye for now.
Thanks so much for joining us on the Quiet Wealth Podcast. If you want more, head on over to CamillaJeffs.com/podcast to get the show notes and dive into other juicy episodes. While you're there, be sure to grab the free guide to building wealth. And if you know a friend who is struggling with money, please send this episode to them. Let's share the wealth in as many ways as we can. Until next time, wishing you much success.